Hey, everybody, we're at Helium Comedy Club in Portland, Oregon. Logan went and got a novelty soda for us to try. So we're going to have some, see what it's like before I go up.
Oh, okay. Went with red. That's...
Okay.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, this blood. This blood. This was either blood or kidneys.
Or kidneys?
Ooh, this thing.
Oh, wait, no, this does stink.
Bro, my ears ring.
Okay, you all right?
Make some noise for Josh Johnson!
I didn't know that we just wouldn't care anymore. I thought it's weird sometimes, as much news as I read and I watch, that sometimes there's a thing that you think just in your head, maybe it's because of what matters to you. You're like, oh, this is going to be huge. You'll see a thing, whatever it is. And you'll be like, this is the thing that's going to wake people up or freak people out, or no one's going to be able to stop talking about it. Right. Different for all of us. But then, I don't know if this is a universal experience, but I think it is. Eventually, you get disappointed. You realize, like, oh, wow, this isn't as big of a story as it should be. People don't care as much as they should. Like, everyone's moved on, even though the thing isn't resolved. That's wild. And I didn't know that we would just stop caring about the drones that are flying over Jersey. Like, that seems... Y'all, that seems like a big deal, and we just sort of let it go. Right? They still up there. Like, it's they don't, I guess they don't need batteries, because they are still, it's wild. There are drones that were flying over Jersey, and they're loud. They're very high up, but they are so loud that people compare them to helicopters, and they've been flying over Jersey for a while now. And, you know, we all kind of thought, okay, they'll tell us what that is eventually. Someone will know. Someone has to know. Because at first people thought it was kids. And then when they said that the drones were like 6 feet wide, they were like, maybe they're rich kids. Maybe it's like... And then people started coming up with theories, because it was so loud, it was so disruptive, it's over like residential areas, it was so random and everything, that people asked the government came out and they were like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. The government has never said don't worry about it. Y'all, the government said, don't worry about it in American history. The government, I would honestly tell you to watch at least like one White House press conference, one like hour of C-SPAN. The most asinine, insane, minute questions get asked of the press secretary. And I'm not saying they always have a legitimate answer, but they always at least try to answer the thing in some capacity, no matter how dumb it is. They never say, don't worry about it. That's never been the tact that the U.S. government has taken. Don't worry about it. We shot a balloon immediately. Remember that balloon that we couldn't tell because none of the pictures looked clear enough if it was a child's balloon or if it was actually a spy balloon? But we shot it, I think, with a missile and said, that was a spy. That looked like China. We've still never fully confirmed that, by the way. No one has come out. China hasn't been like, we did send that balloon. That's our bad. We were feeling festive. We were playing. It's never happened. It's crazy. Don't worry about it. There are brown people just alive in other places, and the government's worried about it. Like that. Don't worry about it. That's crazy. So then people started to come up with their own theories. You know, people started to be like, I don't know. I mean, I think it's a foreign entity. I think it's a foreign entity doing reconnaissance. They're spying on us. It could be China, could be anybody. They're using these drones to spy on us. And I was like, okay. Maybe China sent a drone as loud as a helicopter with lights on it to spy on Tony's house. Like, maybe there is a foreign government that has the money and the resources to send so many, it's like a bunch of them, so many drones over that can just stay up in the air forever and can evade when people try to, like, shoot them down and everything. Maybe a government has all the money and technology to do that, but they don't have Google Earth. Maybe. And some people think that's very dumb. Some people think, oh, that, what an idiot. Who would think that? But you know what it's not dumber than? Don't worry about it. That's the dumbest thing a person could say. I want to make sure we all understand that. Don't worry about it. Y'all, I am so scared the government is out of money. That, don't worry about it, is the most broke parent thing to say. Y'all, don't worry about it. When I was a kid, my dad drove, I think it was a 92 Corsica. And if you don't know what a Corsica is, you're doing great. Don't worry about it. But he drove this 92 Corsica, and the Corsica had a hole in the back on the floor. There was a hole. And one day I just went ahead and said something. I was like, hey, Dad, I know that you drive and I'm back here, so you up there a lot and I'm back here a lot, so you probably didn't know what was... I'm just letting you know what's going on back here, because you're always up there and I'm always back here. But there is a me-sized hole in the floor of the car. So just in case you ever pick me up and then you don't see me and you're like, I swear I just picked him up. Where is he? I probably went through the hole that's in the back of the car, because there's a hole. I see the road and we are going fast. Like, it's... There's a lot. I thought we were going fast when I looked out the window. When you look through the hole... We're going light speed. Okay? So what are we going to do about the me-sized hole in the back? And he was like, don't worry about it. And I was like, that's because we don't have resources. Okay. I had a babysitter one time that... was making me some dinner, and you know, I don't know. I'm assuming that the babysitter could only cook what we had in the pantry, and I don't know what the ingredients were, but then when I was served the dish, you ever had something where you're like, should this be on a plate or in a bowl? Because it has enough girth to stand on its own. But it's soupy enough to need some collection, to need some guidance as a dish on where to be, you know? And so I asked my babysitter, I was like, what is this? And she was like, don't worry about it. And I was like, oh, okay. This is a broke meal. That's what's been cooked for me right now, is something that only happens when you have ingredients that cost 23 cents and you put them all together to make a full 225 meal. The only thing that you did to cook it was add heat, but you didn't cook. It's just, it's all hot. Broke ingredients together on a plate that should be a bowl. Because there's a lot of water running off the side. But don't worry about it, all right? Okay. No. I remember one time my shoulder was popping a lot. I was like kind of a gangly kid to begin with. So like, I don't know what I did, but it was just popping all the time. And I was like, hey, Dad, my shoulder is, can you hear? It's popping a lot. It's like popcorn. It's like, it's going a lot. Like, does this ever happen to you? And he was like, no. I was like, should we go to like a doctor or something? Cause like, I just want to know, is it bad? It doesn't hurt, but it is popping a lot. It's moving. It doesn't want to be my shoulder anymore. Like, it's moving all up in there while being kind of still, but like, it's not pop. It doesn't hurt, but it's a lot of movement. And my dad was like, don't worry about it. And to this day, my shoulder pops quite a bit. So when the government tells you, don't worry about it, it makes you worry about that specific thing. There are some people that think it's aliens. They think that is aliens that are trying to make contact and bolder than ever letting us know that they're here, that they're visiting. And I, okay. I don't think it's aliens because I just don't know if aliens... I'm really not being disparaging when I say this. I'm just being honest. If you cross dimensions, I don't know if Jersey would be the first stop. And and I know people from Jersey, and they will tell you if I cross dimensions, I'm probably hitting up, you know, Cairo. I mean, I'm hitting up someplace that's a bit more exotic, you know. But mostly I just hope it's not aliens. I hope that it's not aliens because we as humans, this isn't the time to visit us. Like, this is, do you know what I mean? Like, we're not putting our best foot forward as humanity to get visitors right now. Do you know what I mean? Like aliens coming to see us now would be the equivalent of me coming to see you at 4 a.m. It's like, you're just not at your best. You, like, kind of have morning breath, but kind of not. Like, it's just, it's bad. No, I don't think aliens would. If aliens are going to come, they should have done it either 30 years ago or 100 years from now. I think that humanity is not. We're not good for visiting right now. You know what I mean? Like, it... Mainly because we're the only species. Every other species of everything on the planet, every other species of animal is doing their best to evolve. They're trying to go in the direction that forwards the species that, Jimmy, that they will still be around. Hopefully, in spite of us, by the way, they're doing everything that they can to still be frogs. Frogs have the sense. There will be a frog off by itself doing something weird that the other frogs are like, don't go over there. Don't, like, that's not going to help. That's not helpful at all. And the frog will be doing something like jumping upside down or whatever, like just bouncing upside down over and over again, and the other frogs are like, don't mess with that, because they know it doesn't help. They don't look at that frog and go, he just asking questions. Like, You know what I mean? Like, he a free thinker. That's what's that. That's what that is. That's why he jumping upside down. Why y'all all jumping right side up like some sheep frogs? Why don't you start bouncing upside down for no reason? See if that doesn't do something to your mind. No. They're like, that's not going to be helpful. And let's all just kind of get that out of the gene pool. As best as possible. Oh, we're not serious at all. It's painful. Genuine. And I'm not just talking about like Americans, by the way. Like we're so self-referential sometimes that it's like any critique of humanity sometimes sounds like I'm just critiquing the. I'm talking about people, all of us, planet Earth. All of us. We're not doing the things that would take to make a better world. For just for us, you know, everywhere you go, it's happening. There's a, I don't know if you would have seen it. It was in Peru. In Peru, there was a drug bust. There was a drug bust where the national police raided. This drug house, and who knows if it was like a crack house or a drug warehouse or a kingpin's lair or whatever, but it's where the drugs were. And the head cop, top cop, that's leading the charge, leading the raid, led the raid dressed as the Grinch. That's unfair to everybody in this situation, all right? That's not right. Imagine, you in there. You deal drugs, you cook drugs, whatever, but you putting the drugs in the little baggie. And then you hear a boom, boom. Somebody has knocked down your door. And you look up. And it's the Grinch. And you think to yourself, actually, you know what? Actually, I do have a sinus infection. No, I do have a sinus infection. I have a sinus infection, and I've been blowing my nose all day, and I've been like taking the Mucinex and everything, but like I have a sinus infection, and then, you know, my nose has been a little runny too, and then when it's runny, you don't want to gross out your coworkers and everything, and so you do a little, and I must have what we making, because that's the only way that it makes sense that the Grinch and the police are here together at the same time. I must have accidentally did what we doing in here to be seeing the Grinch and the police at the same time. Because he didn't just run up in there as the Grinch. This dude, he had the battering ram, and then he goes in. After they break that door, he goes in and then dropped the battering ram too. Unarmed, just came in character like the Grinch. This man came in high knees, just. This man came in high kneeing like the Grinch. That's unfair to the police officers doing the raid, because imagine you about to raid this house, right? And you don't know what could be in there. If they got drugs in there, they might got money in there. And if they have money in there, then they probably got some weapons in there to protect that money, protect those drugs from other gang members or just from the police, right? So you are about to risk your life going in. You fit it up. You have the AR-15 and everything. You getting ready to go. But then ahead of you... Your leader is going in dressed like the Grinch. And then he battered the door down and run in. You got to run after him and make sure not to accidentally shoot him while he over here high kneeing in front of everybody, moving all crazy. Because they did everything like you would normally see in a raid, like get on the ground, everything. But then the Grinch. Sometimes people try getting character, and I don't think they understand the character because he was like, I need to listen to it again, admittedly, but I swear he was making noises that the Grinch doesn't make. So then they were like, get on the ground, get on the ground. And then he was like, it's like, that's not in there though. That's not in the movie. That's not in the book. What is that? That's not, you're not even speaking Spanish or anything. It's like, in what world? Because you can tell, even as they getting arrested, they're like, I, but is he with y'all? Like, no, I'm getting on the ground. I'm asking though. Like, he's just moving all weird in here. Like, what is that? I'm getting on the ground. I'm just saying. You know, you see a country like Peru. I don't know the drug laws. I don't know the sentences that crimes like that carry, but I can tell you honestly right now that they subjected those people to cruel and unusual punishment because they caught them, right? And then I think the three main ones, they made them take their mug shot with the Grinch. And it's like... What other reason could there be other than to ruin a person's life? To completely diminish all street credibility than to make them take a mug shot with the Grinch? They over here, and I'm sure they didn't answer any questions because if you can Google this, look at the picture later, you see them in the picture being like... Like, why he over here? Like, the police never take a picture with us. It's three of them lined up, hold. And then the Grinch over here taking pose. Looking all proud. Because it seems very dangerous to, like, go in there battering ram and run up in there as the Grinch. But maybe it's not. Maybe he knew that if you run up in there as the Grinch, people so confused that they don't fire right away. They literally, like... You see the Grinch, right? No, we're not a serious people. Not at all. No. Okay. I've been very excited to come back to Portland because I came here in February for some shows. And normally, when you do comedy, you go places like once a year, because usually when you go somewhere, the place you went to is like, that's enough. We get it. We get what you do. Give us some time. But I was able to come back, you know, so soon, and I love being here. I love doing shows here and everything. I love coming to Portland because y'all y'all don't wait. You know, you hit people with Portland as soon as they land. Like, it's like... I landed in Portland, and my Uber driver to a hotel told me everything. It's the whole backstory. It was a lot. Okay, so right? So he basically was in a relationship, then married, and is now divorced from apparently the devil. And so then. So him and Satan, they still share a child, a cat, and a timeshare. And sharing all these three things with Lucifer has really made it difficult. It's made his life very hard. And I was, you know, I was listening to all of the woes of each thing, like the child, the cat, the timeshare. And I was like, oh, okay, well... If I'm being honest, you only really gotta love like two of those. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like the timeshare. The whole point of a timeshare is that sometimes you're there and sometimes you're not. So like, just be there when the devil's not there, and then let the devil have it sometimes, because that was always what was gonna happen. The cat, look, I know you love the cat, and the cat loves you, and Satan's in the way, but I promise you, if you get a cat that look like that cat, it'll be like having that cat. I can almost guarantee. I'm not saying every cat is the same. I'm just saying that a lot of cats, when he described the cat to me, he was like, oh, she likes to cuddle sometimes, and she sleeps most of the day. And I was like, that's cat. That's... If you could get one that looked just like her, you'll feel like she there. That's... You don't even have to clone her. That is a cat up and down. That's... Everything you just described is everything I've ever known a cat to do. So... Little standoffish sometimes, likes to sleep a lot, climbs a little bit. Yep, you have a cat, sir. No need to share custody on this one. Just get an extra cat. And then that way, if you have two cats... Actually, you know what y'all need to do? Y'all need to reverse parent trap this thing. You get a cat that look exactly like that cat, and you put them in a room together, and then you just shake the door a little bit. And then when you open the door, you each just grab a cat, and I guarantee you... It'll be like having that cat, right? And then it's like a Schrodinger's cat, because you won't know if the cat is the cat or if the cat is your cat. And you can just enjoy life with your cat that's yours in your head or not. Who knows? No one cares. The cat won't care. I guarantee you, the cat does not care. This whole custody battle over the cat, sometimes it's at your place, sometimes it's at hell with Satan. That whole thing is nothing to the cat. The cat is like, I'm a nap regardless, right? The child, yes, that is rough, to be fair. That is very rough. You share a child with someone that you can't stand. And if anything, I think that y'all should probably... really figure out your differences, because you seem to have so much anger, and from the story that you're telling me, the devil also has a lot of burning fire anger towards you. And I don't know, I mean, the opposite of love isn't hate, it's indifference. If you really didn't care, you would know that you've fully fallen out of love with this person. But because you still have so much passion involved, you should really check in on that, because that's something that you got to be careful, because, you know, what if in all that passion, maybe y'all rekindle a little bit because you care so much? And then what if you accidentally, just in a fit of passion, y'all make another kid? That would be like the cat thing, but worse, because... the cat thing is a solution. Two kids with someone that you hate is a big problem. That's double the problem, right? And so then, I guess he wasn't really trying to hear what I was saying, but I only said any of that stuff because I was like, if you tell me your whole life, I thought that you would want some notes on what was going on. I didn't think that you would tell me your whole life and then just be expecting me to... You might as well talk to yourself when you're in the car alone. If you don't expect me to respond to any of it, like... So then I just laid it all out for him the way that I saw it, you know? Go ahead and, like, let the devil share your time, share and everything. Go ahead and get another cat. Make sure you figure out the problem so that you can raise this child in a healthy environment. And I, you know... I don't know if I rubbed him the wrong way or something, but he was like, hey, we been here. Like, you can get out at any point. And to be fair, we had been at my destination for like 15 minutes. Like, I was just sort of in the car chopping it up with him. Because honestly, we got to my hotel during the timeshare portion. So, like, the cat and the kid... was just, I was trying to get my thoughts out real quick, and he was like, yeah, but I do, this is my job, and I'm trying to leave, right? And I was like, all right, but I just thought that maybe it would be helpful, you know? I thought it would help, you know, to let you know. And like, hey, you know, you're a good person and everything. You're clearly an open person. You told me everything, and you don't know me at all, and you don't know who I'll tell. And so, the idea that you're so trusting is like both a pro and a con of being in relationships, because it's like you're trusting enough to like pour out your heart to a total stranger, but also sometimes that trust can either be betrayed or misused, which is what it sounds like the devil did to you according to your story and everything. And he was like, I can get your suitcase for you if you need it.